everyone has had a fantastic weekend. It has been a great day in the city of Atlanta. Tonight's broadcast is being fed via internet on blogtalkradio.com/liveopradio. Welcome to Live Op Radio, everyone. I hope that today, in spite of the weather being so dramatically scattered, that you'll have the opportunity to tune in to us. Even though we've not had the clearest of skies, we've been very fortunate. We haven't had, like, technical difficulties as of lately. Is that right, Desi?
Hi, she just brought me on very easy and smooth, didn't she? Hi, everybody. We have had up and down, as she said. But, yeah, we've been a little bit improved on the technical difficulties where we've had blackouts and power outages when we set up. So, yeah, we're very blessed and fortunate.
Well, I hope everyone is safe wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. Tonight, of course, is Monday night, and the show is dedicated to the Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. And as you know, we've been on our hiatus at Live Mouth Radio, meaning that I have literally have had our shows on rotation of our archive shows. We've done some impromptu things, but most importantly, we want people to know that are listening in, whether you're listening to the show live or you're coming in on the archive once we come off air, that Live Mouth Radio is dedicated to bringing empowerment, inspiration, and entertainment. And our host, Jazzy Jones, myself, Sonny, J.L. King, Roderick Watkins, you know, we all have so many things that we do. And I had to find a point where I said, okay, it's time for us to go into a season rest. So we've been on a little rest. And in the midst of it, you know, that doesn't mean that we're still not doing things. That doesn't mean that Live Mouth Radio isn't being proactive in the community, because we are. But from the live broadcast perspective, we've allowed, you know, the show host to kind of have a little bit of some airspace.
Some
summertime.
Vacation time.
Yeah, man, some vacay time. And also some much-needed rest and time to revamp, you know, for the summer. And, you know, with that, we still have a lot of great opportunities that's happening. People are starting to hear more and more about us now that we're on Stitcher Radio. That has been a blessing to us as a network, allowing us to be able to touch into more than 4 million people in their car dashboards, Android and iPhone apps, iTunes, where we have people listening to us on iTunes. So,
I know.
You know, with all of that being said, and then, of course, directly at livemyradio.com. So, with that being said, you know, I think that it's important that people know we're in the middle of July. And I've been living in Atlanta now 7 years. Yeah,
wow.
No, eight years. I've been in Atlanta 8 years this coming fall. And this is the most rainiest season I've experienced. And I don't know about anybody else, but in other areas and other cities of the state, but Atlanta has had a theory of rain, and it's crazy because the rain itself has been like nonstop. I know my roofing companies that I usually see kind of in a flustered space is popping off with joy right now, unfortunately. So their recession is not happening, right? They're taking full advantage of the weather and the season. And you know what? Everybody has a season, right? So I'm not mad at that. So for those who hadn't been listening, Friday we did a live broadcast feed. We were actually set up at a grand opening in Stockbridge,
yes,
called Kaloopy's.
Oh, my God, the place is gorgeous. Food,
yes,
exceptionally wonderful.
Yes, and I said Kaloopy's is a very different name. It's a family tradition name. It's a name that's been passed down from elders to their children, and those children have taken the capacity to say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and make our mark in the neighborhood,
yes,
in the community.
Honor
and so,
their parents with,
yeah,
with the usage of it. Guys, and I don't know, you have an opportunity to go back and listen to that show. We had so much fun on our one live shoot, which we will be
live
doing so much more of. But Tulupi's means pretty little girl. Isn't that cute? Tulupi's.
Yeah,
I thought
so
I was going to start saying that to my my granddaughters and calling them the little Tulupi's. They have five Tulupi's in that family that own that restaurant. They have five girls, and they were able to coin that from one of the owner's fathers. And I just think that is the absolute cutest little name.
Yeah, so it's spelled T-O-O-L-O-O-P-E-A-S. And it's a savory southern cuisine, so that gives you a little indication. There's some soul food going on in there. We're in the South, so, you know, of course, there's going to be some macaroni and cheese on somebody's plate. I actually didn't have the macaroni and cheese.
Somebody else did.
Oh, Skinny did. I was out in Best Buy the other day, and this guy was like, yeah, I'm coming out, and the macaroni and cheese is really good, you know. And for me, I have been suffering with sinuses. It was been bad all the week. Excuse me. And because of that.
Did y'all hear how she coughed to prove?
I read on the air.
She can prove to you that she's had a sinus infection.
I was trying not to, like, sniff, but that helped. The clearing of the throat helped me not to sniff so much. But needless to say, we came on air and had some wonderful interviews with the commissioner of Henry County, a new candidate for mayoral election.
I'm already calling him the mayor-elect. I'm already calling him that because his name is phenomenal.
Houston Nelson. He sounds like he's in the big house somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mayor Houston Nelson of Stockbridge, Georgia. Eat at Tulupi's.
Okay.
Meet me at Tulupi's with Houston Nelson, all
the time. I'm trying to tell you, we had the opportunity to have the couple, the owners, speak online in reference to their dreams coming to truth and what they're looking for their business to do in their community, which, you know, we're based out of this community. So it's important for us that, you know, we take the time to recognize our clients' locations, as well as the, you know, pillars in the community. So Tulupi's, definitely I would suggest if you get the opportunity, if you're in the metro Atlanta area, stop in. We had a fantastic level of entertainment, Limehouse Market Entertainment Group.
Oh, my
God. We stepped in and really made that, try to do as much as we could do in a real quick period of time. But we put together a great Friday show. We had comics. You know, we wanted to give shouts out to our comics, comedian Riley Michelle, Wall Street, Crazy
Oh, my God.
Gina G, Joe Byers, and Wellington, even without a mic, was getting it in because we had a little mic list. Mic challenge for like 15 minutes. That had nothing to do with our radio show, so that's not even put that on our radio
show. We had some technical difficulties there, Tulupi. I just wanted to say Wellington was a troop, trooper. Wellington, if you're listening, hugs and kisses because you held it down. Guys, oh, my God, if you missed it, which some of you did, and I know it was such severe thunderstorms and craziness going on, and, you know, you missed that particular opportunity, but they're going to have so many other opportunities. But Wellington was a hoot. It was enough to just literally make you cry. It was so funny. But we had a blast of a time. The music was amazing. Al Bates and the ATL Band. Oh,
yes, man. I had to tell you, man, they were awesome.
To hear them.
Yes.
You really missed the treat, but you're going to be look out for them. We're going to be doing some additional things with them as well. But that place is, guys, for real, seriously, it is Buckhead, it is Atlanta, it is Alpharetta, it's posh, and it's out in Stockbridge, which they have really been missing out in this area, things of that magnitude. And then Keisha Jackson put it down for those that don't know her on Saturday. Really, she put it down Saturday. We had Jill Scott, Erykah Badu,
all of that in one,
all wrapped up into one woman and one band that just did the daggone thing. So, you know, we're saying all of this to say that these are people who are supporting us with trusting us to advertise for them and market for them and, you know, allowing us to come out to their establishments to be the media personalities. And we are so very fortunate and blessed to partner up with them. But at the same time, guys, it is showing you that the same way we're talking about them, we want to also be able to talk about you so you can contact us at, give us the number, Sonny.
We're going to be able to get with you at all our media offices. So make sure you contact us at 706-363-3895. That is, once again, 706-363-3895. And we broadcast our shows, and the great thing about it, you have a live studio line. People will be able to hear your message about your business as well as listen to the archive show. And if you have questions, like to email us, make sure you contact us at loudmouthmedia@gmail.com. And also, make sure y'all follow us on social media. We're on Facebook at Loudmouth Online, and we're on Twitter at Loudmouth. And you know we already got to say it. Instagram, we're also on Instagram at Loudmouth. And we have some fantastic images from the event. We're going to definitely display those and let you guys take part in seeing that. And hopefully we'll be in your community soon. So listen out for us, stay connected with us, and see when we may be right in your back door. So, Jazzy, what I want to do is ask you, as we're coming into the summer, what has been something that's been important for you that you've started focusing in on?
You mean besides not eating all of the cookies at work and gaining all the weight that I've gained? You know, this show is the universal mind, and my mind has been universally connected to eating better. But my, you know, I've been visualizing eating better so that my mouth can catch up with my visualization. I've gained so much weight in the last few months because of me sitting down, eating cookies, because at work, at, you know, my other job, I have to bake cookies every day so that the guests can come in and they can feel comfortable and they can have cookies and coffee and water. And so I go into work. When I make the cookies, I'm not even consciously paying attention that I'm eating them, but I am. So I get up and I walk and I go get something. I grab a cookie and I, you know, go back and forth. So as Roderick Watkins, you know, has the best guests on, I think we all have some of the most awesome guests. Wouldn't you say? I think we really have some great guests on. However, he has, you know, people that tell us how we eat and what we're thinking are all going to affect how we take care of our bodies, our rest or the lack thereof. Will put us in a position to be having these kind of conversations saying how much weight I've gained. So I need all of you to Facebook me, send me an email, and tell me to put the cookies down because that will help me be accountable for the things that I'm
doing. That is important. That is important.
So I know JL told me, yes, sister, you know, you're still looking sexy, but you done packed on some weight.
Wow. But you know what? If your friend don't tell you the truth, who will, right?
Huh?
I said, if your friends don't tell you the truth, who will?
Yeah, you know, that's my beloved. He definitely keeps me put in check. So I am just going to say that for the rest of the summer, I'm going to really pay attention to my juicing. Again, I love juices. I am a carrot, apple, beet, ginger, kale, you know, kind of chick. JL went to the, for those of you that don't know our lineup, on Monday nights, Roderick Watkins comes on, and he's the universal mind. And then Tuesdays, my show is The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. Sunny, our producer, comes on Wednesday, and she's in the studio, and then JL King comes on Night Talk with JL on Thursday. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to let you know the lineup. Sadiqua Blue will be joining us very soon on Fridays, and then we'll have our variety of DJs that are going to start on Saturday. So we are busy, busy, busy. But nevertheless, JL went to the farmer's market, and he posted on Facebook all of these fantastic pictures of watermelon and all of these fruits, and he was saying how he was there at the farmer's market. And I said to him, okay, can you give me some watermelon and apples and some spinach? And oh, by the way, can I have some kale and all this stuff? And he just sent me this LOL. Papa King, Daddy King, JL King, my beloved, I need my vegetables and fruits. I'm just putting that out on the air to hold you accountable for my vegetable and my fruit. So that's going to help us to get back into my size 5 and 6 dresses that are now looking so much like, you know, those gowns and dresses that the stars wear on a movie set. They are now hanging in my closet. So that's my summer, and that's what I've been doing.
Absolutely. And we also want to recognize our sponsors for this broadcast. We want to make sure that you know if you have an automotive issue, need to be serviced, make sure you contact Fletcher & Sons Auto Tool Repair of Jonesboro, Georgia at 7363 Terre Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. And their number is 770-471-0116. And also, be sure to take advantage of a great promotion that they're offering our listeners. If you ain't recognized by now, you know the AC ain't working. We don't have some hot days now. It's been raining, but we don't have some hot days. So if you need to get your car serviced for an air conditioner issue, take advantage of a $99 promotion that Fletcher & Sons 2 Auto Repair is offering. And make sure you contact them, let them know that Loud Mouth Radio gave you the information. Also, for those who have the dirty cars, like many of us do, I know it's been raining, but the inside is not going to get the water touch. I'm just trying to tell you that right now. I'm one of those people that definitely got to go see my guys down there at Bright Car Spa at 360 Edgewood Avenue in Atlanta. They're in the historic Edgewood area, like a block away from Auburn Avenue. And these guys do an awesome job on your vehicle. They're a full hand car wash in detail. And they have a nice bay to pull your vehicle in and get to the grime and the stickiness of things. Even with the cars, with the rain and everything, even after the rain, sometimes you need to still have your car washed and get that excessive mess off your vehicle, especially if you got a light color vehicle, like many of us do. You're going to have some craziness going on, some craziness. So make sure you guys go over there and check them out. You can reach them at 404-913-4980, and they're also online at brightcarspa.com and on Facebook, Bright Car Spa Atlanta, and on Twitter at Bright Car Spa. It was fantastic. They're giving a Loud Mouth listeners and followers an opportunity to get an inside and outside cleaning of their vehicle for only $20. So in order to get that, you've got to let them know Loud Mouth Radio gave you that offer. Take advantage of it because that's easily a $30 to $40 swing for some of your vehicles for that type of service. So we want to make sure also to, again, check out Tulupi's, their address, 282 East Atlanta Road in Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281, and their number, 678-289-0912. You can actually check those guys out and see what all the hype is about. And take advantage of the things that's coming along with their grand opening as a new location in the Henry County area. Now, what we're going to do tonight is basically try to give you a great opportunity to connect with us. So if you haven't had an opportunity, now's the time to get online with us and check out what we got going on. So what I want to share with you is one of my favorite shows that Rod has had was speaking in regards to meditation. He spoke about spiritual development and relationships. And, you know, these things are great shows that need to be, that need the attention. I think that every day we all experience different things, and you know, what happens in our day-to-day life unfortunately affects us in the way that we have our relationships with other people, our intimate relationships, our family relationships. And Rod's shows have been very impactful. He has had a great variety of people on here as guests. For those who've never heard of Felicia Leatherwood, she is an awesome celebrity hairstylist, but at the same time, she's very conscious of things, and her high consciousness allows her to have a strong connection to her clientele, also to help them to better understand how to take care of their hair. You know, your hair has personality too. So,
I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, look, Jazzy, the 30-year cosmetologist in the business, she can speak, if nobody else can speak better on it than anybody, right?
And, well, you know, somebody can, but I do have a few things to say about it. But, yeah, she was phenomenal. She is phenomenal in teaching how, you know, for many, many years. And I think I even called in on that show and said people don't recognize that your personality is very much tied up in the way you have your hair. And if you don't believe that, cut all your hair off and then figure out who you really are. This is why you have so many women now that are going bald, because their personalities are such that, like myself, I don't care. And I'm okay with you seeing my face. I'm okay with you seeing my eyes. My teeth are the lack thereof. We'll talk about that another time. For those of you that haven't seen our pictures, go and see us. But, you know, your personality a lot of time is tied up in that. And the energy that, you know, is in your hair is just, it's there. But she talks about that. And she was just such a great guest. And I think something that Sunny said, and I know we're going to go on to the show, but I wanted to say this because I did want us to take a time out, a moment just to give homage, prayer, and support to Trayvon Martin's parents. We hadn't had an opportunity to talk about that on this show because we've been on hiatus.
But we will on Thursday.
But we can talk about that.
Friday.
Some greater things. We're going to do some on location shows this weekend, so we'll be able to talk about it in depth. But I do want to take a moment as a corporate show, as a collective
network.
Group mm-hmm. and network to say, you know, all of us need not, God thank you, not be in the exact shoes, but we've all have at some point of our life, whether it was family members or those that were surrounding us that we called like family, we've all had a loss and a transition. And so for this family and their loss, and then a double whammy of what they may and what a lot of us may feel as an injustice, we just want to continue to send up peace, love, and energy. Because, guys, no matter how bad we feel about it, no matter how wronged we feel about it as a country, and when I'm not even talking about as a color, I'm talking about as a country, no matter how wrong do we feel about it, the more energy we give to something, even when it's wrong, it will grow. And that's the one thing I can honestly say Roderick's show is about, is being conscious of what you think, how you think, what you're putting out. And so I would like us tonight to produce peace in this situation with our thought process, to produce love and to produce energy for those that are in this scenario, those, unfortunately, that will face it, those that have gone before us, so that we can bring healing to our nation. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
And she has spoken. I think that on top of that, Jazzy, thank you. I usually like to try to open up the broadcast by recognizing things like that. And didn't get a chance to do that. And I think that what's happened is, you know, America has been faced with so much scrutiny, so much controversy. And it's a sad, it was, you know, we were in the midst, matter of fact, of the grand opening weekend celebration. We were there. Keisha Jackson was actually in the midst of performing, getting ready to go into her last set. And she basically, for one of her friends, took the time and came over to her and said that they found Zimmerman not guilty. And it just busted the room. She couldn't even, she had to stop. She brought her band to bring the sound down to a simmer, just to stop and recognize that, share the news of what took place as far as the verdict, and then just basically had the whole room say, you know, we just have to keep, got to do better.
Yeah.
And what I can say that it is awesome for us this week. We will be on location doing a live broadcast in Orlando, and we will have some legal advocacy on the line. When I tell you guys this is an actual show you're not going to want to miss, we'll definitely be posting and putting it out there this week. Be sure to tune in to that show. We'll be posting it. But most likely we'll be going live Friday evening, and we'll give the exact time. It may be 7, maybe 8 o'clock. But I will definitely give you guys the insight on that particular broadcast, because if we don't stand up and be heard, you know, things will never change. So we cannot hide, tuck our tails, and say that everything's going to be all right by just sitting on our hands. So I just want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen into this broadcast thus far. You can connect with us definitely on loudmouthradio.com. Get our following and information. You also can follow us on Twitter at loudmouth, LoudMouth, and Facebook, Loudmouth Online. So as far as this broadcast tonight, we will ask for you to stay connected with us as we prepare for a new season. We're going to have some things that's going to be going on, and I think you'll be excited about it. It'll be different. It'll be something to share. And, you know, don't worry. If you're not catching these live, make sure you archive the shows. There still will be some great relevant information for you. I'm sure that it'll be able to touch your life. So this show, we wanted to make sure that you're able to tap into the benefits of hypnotherapy. And Linda Bennett was the guest on that show on June 10th. So what we're going to do is load that show into this broadcast a little bit later. So we're just so grateful for your opportunity of listening and tuning in. And we're grateful for the ability to speak to you live. So for all those who are on air listening to us, Jess, you have anything additional?
No, I actually don't. I'm just excited to even be able to tap into, tap into Roderick's hour. I know he's so busy. I don't think he even can catch up with himself most of the time.
You know what, he's doing some good things.
Yeah, he's doing some amazing things. He has several projects that he's doing that keeps him in the movement. He's, first of all, again, I think I said it a few minutes ago, for those of you that have not looked us up online to see what we look like, you know, hit our pages. We're all cute, if I do say so myself. But Roger is a very lean, strong, sexy machine. That brother is gorgeous, which means that he's taking the time to have a universal mind that I talked about earlier. So he's doing the things to keep his body fit, eating well for the most part, staying on his exercise regimen, and staying lifting weights. And I think he does the cycling, which, oh my God, I surely would not be able to do because, yeah, right now. But he's doing it, and he looks great. So he has that going on. He's working out. I think he's also writing. And so he's going to come out and tell you his own thing about his project with his writing. I don't want to give that up, but I know he's doing a great job with his mentor, J.L. King. And then he also works a regular job. And he is, in the corporate, Mr. Corporate America. But he's also a host here on the Universal Mind on Monday night. So, you know, it's nice when we all can support each other and allow each other to have breaks. I've missed you guys on my show. I know I said last week, I want to just go on the show and talk to you for a minute. So I'm getting like most of the children do when you get out for the summer. And you're so excited for that first month. You're like, yes, I'm out of school. I don't have to get up and I don't have to go to work. I mean, I don't have to work at school early. I don't have to do homework. But then, say around about 3 weeks, around about a month, and you're like, I'm ready to go back to school. I miss my friends. So I miss all of you on the show each week. But I know Roderick is doing some really phenomenal things. And he really is ready to come back online as well. So, guys, we really appreciate you all. I can't say that enough. And no matter who show that I'm helping or supporting, I can never say enough. I appreciate you. We appreciate you here at Loudmouth Radio, because without you, first and foremost, we would just be talking to each other with headphones on.
And once again, we want to recognize our media partners, Bright Car Spa of the Atlanta area, where they specialize in hand car wash and detail. Their services are so important to many people in the Atlanta city market, because I guarantee you that there's plenty of people riding around here in some very nice vehicles. And you'd be surprised at car like you go when you keep it clean.
That's what my mama said.
Yeah, make sure you stay in touch with us and take advantage of these awesome promotions. So with Bright Car Spa, they're doing a fantastic promotion. And what needs to happen, I failed to mention this earlier, for all those who are looking to take advantage of the $20 inside and out, you need to like their page on Facebook, Bright Car Spa Atlanta. So make sure you do that and go over. Let them know that you took advantage of the promotion from Loudmouth Radio. And we're actually coming to a point in which we're going to wrap this segment, because we're actually doing short shows because we're not really in full rotation. So just listen out for the different things as we keep you posted. We want to definitely keep you in the loop. And we want to make sure that you are familiar with what's going on, and we want to make sure that you're keeping up with us. Our blog site, we get ready to do some revamping with that. which is at loudmouth.com. So we just got a lot of great stuff coming along. Make sure, again, you stay with us because we will be doing some impromptu things. Our live remotes come sometimes very quickly. So with that, but we are going to let you know, we're giving a preamble now, that we're going to go live this Friday night, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot to say about Trayvon Martin and that whole situation. So we're going to talk about some legal aspects, how to protect yourself, your family, your benefits. And it's a wonderful thing because it is something that's common ground for Jazz and I both. We've made very virtual, both of us have made some severe decisions in regards to making investments that will allow us to safeguard ourselves and help others to do the same. So as we're wrapping, we want to thank you for tuning in to LiveMouthRadio.com on this distinguished night of the Universal Minds rotation. And we will, as always, ask you to be safe, be empowered, be inspired, and be entertained. And be blessed. Good night.
Good night, from us at least.